Hello, folks. This is Gio again, your host for LWIM's Truth of the Matter. Yesterday, we spoke a little bit about on how many are trying to eradicate any mention of God from our country and negating the fact that our country's principles and ideals were built on the very foundations of what we find in the Bible. I wanted to delve deeper into that on today's podcast because I wanted to take you behind the curtains, so to speak, and how we arrived at this very point, because we're at a very crucial point in our nation's history in which many are trying to turn this country into an atheist nation, a nation that does not recognize God. We're taking the words under God out of our Pledge of Allegiance. Many are being sued because they are simply practicing their Christian faith. And so many different aspects of American life, American heritage are being lost because there are those that simply would not put up or are not tolerant, using their words, with Christian practices that they want to eradicate at any cause. And they are ignoring of the fact that our Constitution, the U.S. Constitution, gives us these rights to exercise free speech and to worship freely. But yet, they want to impose censorship on us. It was interesting to read one of Andrew Jackson's speeches. When you go back in his farewell address, Andrew Jackson, speaking about eternal vigilance, said the following: "It is from within, among yourselves, from cupidity, from corruption, from disappointed ambition and inordinate thirst for power, that factions will be formed and liberty endangered. It is against such designs, whatever disguise the actors may assume, that you have especially to guard yourselves. You have the highest of human trust committed to your care. Providence has showered on this favored land blessings without number, and has chosen you as the guardians of freedom to preserve it for the benefit of the human race." But whatever happened, why didn't we hold on to the very words that Andrew Jackson and others like him told us to hold on to be vigilant eternally, that we can never have our guard down, even though we understand that God has given us these freedoms? Well, when we had people who wanted power, who usurped power, and we gave them these high positions of power when they promised us more freedom, and they promised us more security and more money in our billfolds, we turned over our hearts and our minds to these very individuals, thinking that they were going to simply take care of us. But what happens once they achieve these positions of power? We see that they want nothing but more corrupted power. They weren't looking out for our interests. They were looking out for their own in the very first place. It's interesting because when you read Jeremiah 17:5, it says that cursed is the man who places trust on man and makes flesh his strength, because he will fall away from the Lord. It's always important, ladies and gentlemen, to keep your trust in God. God is the life giver, and he is also the law giver. If we ever, ever stray away from that notion, from that very truth, then we will no longer be free. Jesus himself said, "You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." A true follower of Christ, and any person who is patriot, will first and foremost always put their trust and place their trust in God. And then they will always look out for the well-being of themselves, that they will always follow truth, and of his or her family members. So let us arrive and let us return back to those days where we held on so dearly to the principles of freedom and of liberty and of justice given to us by God. If we are eternally vigilant, just like Andrew Jackson said, no one can ever deceive us, and the truth will make us free.